series of manhood. And as I was praying for this day, the Lord laid on my heart. Chaplain Sanders spoke in the first service. And Elder Kerry Holman is going to come speak in this service. Now, I am a speaker. I tell jokes. You're going to be laughing and crying. But this guy's a fireball. He's a preacher, and I want you, he's a principal at Laverne Middle School. He's been in the education system for years. His father-in-law is here this morning, Pastor Payne, and his wife is here on the front row, and he's going to come minister a word from God, and I want you to receive from Elder Kerry Holman at this time.
Got it on. There we go. Praise the Lord. Amen. I count it an honor and a privilege to stand before God's people. And anytime that I stand before God's people, you never take it lightly at all. But I tell you that the praise team did my heart well this morning. Those of you that missed out on first service, Chaplain Sanders, praise God for the word that went forth. I told him right after service, I said, it never ceases to amaze me how God can set a thing up. Because where he was, I'm going a little bit further on into that same book, dealing with the same family. And I just praise God for that. But that in the last couple of weeks, I'm now into, praise God for Pastor Jay, amen, and Lady B, amen. We have some phenomenal leaders, though we're not. Amen. Amen. I praise God for them. I praise God for the person, the young lady in my life that keeps me straight. Amen. I like her when she keeps me straight. Amen. Every now and then you need to be reminded. Amen. Amen. To my lovely, amen, Rolanda. Amen. And I have, amen, the privilege. We established almost some 16 years ago. When I took his daughter's hand in marriage, there's no such thing to us as father-in-law, brother-in-laws, that he is my father. And I praise God for Superintendent Carl Payne being here today with us. He has been with us since Thursday, and the boys have just absolutely loved it. I think Pop has just looked at them like, what in the world these boys are doing? But it is absolutely amazing. But I stand before you, I tell you, those songs bless my soul so good, I got to go back to one. Because this time last week, I said I was going to hold myself together. This time last week, I had to put my natural father in the ground. He fell dead outside. His wife came home and saw him laying in the yard. And we believe that he lay there for about an hour and 45 minutes before she got there. She had left to go to the airport, came back home, and to her surprise, he had a massive heart attack, the doctors do think, outside. But in the midst of it all, in the midst of it all, the songwriter said, love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love, it lifted me. In me. The songwriter says, when I see Jesus, amen. 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 Amen. When I see him, amen. You ought to tell somebody, it is well with my soul. When I don't understand it, it's well with my soul. The praise team said it. They sung the song, I'm free. Praise the Lord. I am free. What's good about being free? Because I'm no longer bound. And if the songwriter said I'm free, then apparently there had to have been a time that I was in bondage. But how many of you know that when you come out, you ought to, in the midst of telling somebody, celebrate who God is. And so today, I praise God for every man that is in this house. I must say that we've now been here almost 5 years. And the magnitude of influence that the men of this church have had on my life, I greatly appreciate it. And so I say to every young man here, if you need an example in your life, all you have to do is just show up, because there are examples in the house. Amen. Not only are they present examples, but they're walking examples, that their lifestyle lines up to what you see every single day. So I praise God for the men of this church. Amen. The impact that you've had on our life, on my life, on my children's life, and I just thank God for it. Amen? Amen. Amen. Just for a few moments, I'm not going to be before you long, but I do have a word that I want to share with you that the Lord has shared with me. And so if you would, we're going to go to the book of Genesis. Amen. I want to stay in the same family line, amen, that Chaplain Sanders talked about this morning. Amen. And if you'll go to Genesis, the 37th chapter, I'm not going to be able to read every verse to you, but I have selected some that I most definitely want to pinpoint as we walk through this. Amen? Amen. And so first of all, I want you to go back to my theme there. My subject is man up. Now, many think that I'm about to say some things about it's time for us as men to take our rightful way and do what we're supposed to do as a man. And oftentimes we hear that a lot about you need to man up. How many of us men ever heard the word man up? Well, that's not the man up that I'm going to talk about today. That particular man up is saying that I want you to man up in your actions. But today I want to focus on manning up in your position. Meaning that I am no longer down, but I'm a man up. Are you with me? I'm no longer a man that's down, I'm a man up. That when I go through, I'm not down, but I'm going to be what? Up. And so today I'm going to remind us that since you showed up today, you man up. Huh? Can I get somebody to go along with me? That since you showed up today, and since the enemy could not take you out, you are man up. And so let's look at this just for a second. I want to talk to you about a story about a man by the name of Joseph. And we're going to walk through just a couple of verses, because you would have to go through and read chapters 37, 38, 39, 40, and 41, amen, to go to totally to toe with the understanding of what Joseph had to go through. But if I can, just for a moment, those of us that have been to school, you've been to school, kindergarten all the way through high school, and then some chose to go further on. But even in high school, there was a such thing called Cliff Notes. Can somebody say, Lord, I thank you for Cliff Notes? Because a clip note, let me help you out. Clip notes are just a small piece of representation of what you are going to read. And so you can read it in a timely fashion and get a good understanding of what's going on based on the clip notes. Amen? So if I could, just for about 15, 20 minutes, let me give you some clip notes on this man called Joseph. I want to start with verse 2. Y'all bear with me. I'm not one of these technology people. I can go from one thing on the iPad to the next thing, so I done went old school today. I got old school here and got the notes on here, and this thing times out something, and I don't even know how to change it. I'm not going to deal with it right now. But it says in I'm going to start with verse 3. It says, now Israel loved Joseph more than all of his children because he was the son of his old age, and he had made him a coat of many colors. And when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. Keep it right there and go to chapter 39, and we're going to pick up verses 2 and 3. Then the Bible says, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. Isn't that right? And his master saw that the Lord was what? With him. And that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Are you still with me on clip notes? We're going over to chapter 41. 41, we're going to pick up at verse 14. It says then in verse 14, then Pharaoh sent and called for Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his remnant, and came into Pharaoh. Then if you look over at verse 39, it says this, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has shown thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise than thou art. Amen? So if I could, for my very first point, let me work with this. Point number one is this. Know who and whose you are. The first thing I want to talk about is in the midst of hatred, individuals, and time, we as men got to know who we are. When I first started writing this thing, I first put down the word haters, because as I relate to nowadays, there are folk that the older generation would call, there are people that just don't like you. Huh? They don't like you because of what you wear. They don't like you because of where you live. They don't like you because you actually speak quite well. Am I right about it? All right. But in this day and time, the kids call him, he hating on me. And I want you to know that when you are trying to live right for the Lord, the enemy doesn't like it, and therefore he's got to put some haters in your path. So not only do I appreciate my haters, but I welcome them to come on in. Why is that? Because if I can recognize the haters, I can pull on what God has put down on the inside of me. Am I right about it? Then we see that this man's name was called Joseph. Now, when we look at this, the Bible tells us that in the Hebrew, his name meant Jehovah add and give increase. There is something significant about your name. Am I right about it? As Chaplain Sanders said this morning, there was a kid that's in the store, and he got to the point where he didn't see his father, if I'm telling the story right, and he said, Daddy, there's something about Daddy that the child recognized who he was. Am I right about it? That when you are out and about and people call your name, you turn to what? Attention. Because you know then who they are talking about. But there's something about Joseph that caused him to be a little different than everybody else. Somebody say, it's okay to be a little different. Joseph is favored by his father. because he is favored, when you look then at verse 3 there, it says, now Israel loved Joseph more than his other kids. Issue number one. Here he's got some things that are about to work against him. Am I right about it? And so his father loved him more than his other. Well, if you didn't know, there's a reason why daddy liked him a little better. The book says that Joseph was born of a man of old age, and that the woman that in which Joseph's father, Jacob, was with was a barren woman. And so barren meaning she didn't know if she was going to be able to have children. But how many know that when God steps in, there is something that can most definitely happen? I may not see it, I may not understand it, but I know that just in the nick of time, he'll step in. So because of that, here this man was of old age. Now, if we can put that in perspective, he's young at heart, but I praise God for 92 years. Love lifted him, right? 92 years. Let's just imagine that at 92, you get a surprise. And somebody tells you, just in case you didn't know, this one right here belongs to you. Can you imagine then why Jacob then felt that way toward Joseph? That he thought about himself just for a moment and said, now, I don't know about you, but let me just talk about Carrie for a moment. I'm no longer 21, so I can't do what I used to do when I was 21. I've learned that basketball, hey, that wasn't, baseball was my sport. All right, basketball wasn't my sport, but baseball, I throw you out. Don't try nothing. I throw you out. But I'm now a 45. What I did at 21, I can't do as well at 45. But don't try me. Huh? Don't try me. And so with that, here this man is, he now has a son. That he realizes that in his old age, he was blessed to have him. Not only was that enough, but then he gives this boy a coat. And so with this, I'm trying to give you all the clip notes. There was significance of the coat, in so much that during that time, they all wore coats. But his was a little different, in so much that it was of multicolor, in so much that it reached from the top of his head down to the crown of his feet. It then says that when I studied this thing, that there was some significance possibly of what he was going to come and be about. Stay with me if you would. But in all of this, then his brothers hated him. Don't think that it's always just the outside folk. Can I get a witness? Men, that there are folks inside the house that don't like us for whatever reason. But you don't have to like me, just love and respect me. Am I right about it? Now, notice one thing that I said about this point. Know who and whose you are. Not one time in this book did it say that Joseph got mad at his brothers. He dealt with the thing. He went on with the thing. Am I right about it? And so because of that, we see that he was confident in who he was. What was interesting about Joseph then was he was a young man at the age of 17 that began to have dreams. And so these dreams became a distraction to his brothers. His brothers didn't like it, because they felt like, now wait just one minute, how are you going to dream and come tell us that you're going to be over us before long? My point number two, when you look at this thing, it says this. It says, I want you to stay focused, don't lose your cool. As a man, there's something about your swagger. That what I tell people is this, that when you start letting people see what get to you, they got you. But if you can keep a person wondering just what it is that's going on, it causes them to never get to you. Are you with me? It says when people plot against you, This man's own brothers plotted against him. Hell, Homer, what are you talking about? Then when you read on in the book, it says that they decided, now wait just 1 minute, this boy is messing up some stuff. And so we're going to have to get rid of him real fast, quick, and in a hurry. So what they decide to do, they decide that you're going to put this boy off in a pit. Put him off in a pit to get rid of him. But then along the way, here's what happens. The Bible says that when they were out in the field, that here comes some Ishmaelites coming down. And so one brother decided, now hold up, let's just trade him off. Let's just sell him on to these good folk. So rather than kill him, they sold him off to this group to take him over into the land of Egypt. But how many of you know that folks have to come along the way to be a part of what God is taking you to? Stay with me if you would. It says this. It says, then in addition to these Ishmaelites coming and getting, and they trade him off, the book there. Then at that point, he gets there into the land of Egypt. Am I right about it? But then he gets to a Potiphar's house, the master's house of Egypt there, and he brings them before them, and because Joseph was who he was, the master's wife, I'm going a little fast in the book, the master's wife started looking at him. There was something about his physique. There was something about his swagger that she wanted a part of. Am I right about it? But there was something about Joseph's stature that when opposition come, he still didn't lose his cool. In other words, he continued to walk in his cool, but didn't have to dip inside the pool. Huh? Can I work with that thing just for a moment? She wanted him so that if you read the book, I'm in the book, she wanted him to come lie with her. And as she kept saying, I wish you would, in other words, I'm just inferring based on the reading. Don't go read your Bible and say, what did it say? I wish you would. It didn't say that, but I'm inferring that. Am I right about it? And so when he finally got alone in the house, somebody say alone. When you're alone, alone will make you want to do some wrong things. Huh? Am I right about it? But once again, he remembered who he was. And because he remembered who he was, he kept his cool. So what am I saying? What is the lesson learned here, guys? That as we go through life, there are going to be some haters that don't like you. There's going to be some folks that's going to try to trade you off to somebody else. Yes, there are going to be some women that are going to come look at you. Look. Let them look is what I'm saying. You ought to tell yourself you the finest thing that ever walked. Huh? But watch this. You don't entertain the foolishness. Am I right about it? I'm saying you got to know who and whose you are. That's what I'm saying. And keeping your cool at the same time. Now watch this. Because of his gifts, which was his dreams, there were plots that were made because of his coat. Schemes were plotted, but he kept his cool. He was placed in a pit, but he kept his cool. He was sold off, but he kept his cool. He was lied on about being dead because they went and told his daddy, took him some remnants of his clothes, put some animal blood on it and said, he's dead. Lied on, but guess what? He kept his cool. They lied about, he was lied on about inappropriate activity with the master's wife. But guess what he did? He kept his cool. Then in addition to that, once this woman lied on this man, he then was put in prison. Watch this. But when he got to prison, favor met him there. He was favored by God. Well, how do you say that? If you look then at verse, where am I? And the master in verse 3 saw that the Lord had made him and the Lord had made all that he did to prosper. And it came to pass in verse 19, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, after this manner did this servant do to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him in prison. But in verse 21, it says, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. I'm going somewhere. He got to the prison and favor met him. Why did favor meet him? Because mercy and grace had him along the way. That when he went to the field to be killed, God already had something in store. There was a reason why those folk had to come passing by to get him to that place. Am I right? It was a process. Now watch this. Then it says this. I want you to look at this. He was favored by God, and then mercy rests upon him. I want to say this to you. There is something that you possess that is connected to your destiny. There is something that you possess that is connected to your destiny. And then point 3 is this. First, you have to make sure that you know who and whose you are. Point number 2, focus. Stay focused. Don't lose your cool, man. And then point number 3 is this, and I'm coming to a close. Sit back and watch God work. Yes. All right. That when you know who and whose you are, folk can talk about you, criticize you, scandalize you, but you can be still and know that I am God. Then look at this. It says, one, in the midst of, let me go to point 3, excuse me. It says, through situations, I want you to sit and watch God move. Over time, God will work a thing out. Yeah. Now watch this. Point 1, God was at work when Joseph went to find his brothers. Brothers had a plan, but God had provision. Brothers had a plan, but God made provision. That when man think they are doing you wrong, if you just hold on just a little while, God has a provision for you. When you showed up today, I'm talking to the men, ladies, thank you for being here. But man, because you showed up, you a man up. Huh? You are no longer down, but you are man up. Watch this. Then it says this. Just like Joseph dismissed from his brothers, there's a reason you, man, are still here. If we were to pass the mic, we could find testimony after testimony. What we've all been through. But I heard a preacher say a long time ago, I praise God that I don't smell like what I've been through. That if I were to take and display what I've been through on the wall, I did a sermon one time that says, I can only give it to you in a short story because you might not be able to handle a novel. Many of us have some novel experiences, but we can only show some short story clips. Am I right? It says the Ishmaelites were a part of the inner working of God. Sometimes there has to be some travelers along our path to destiny. It's not by accident that we have gone through what we've gone through. It's not by accident that we've endured what we've endured. Because, once again, man up. We are no longer down. That this is our time, it's our season, and you've got some things that you rightfully are here to possess. I'm saying, go get it. Then Joseph was shown mercy and favor in the sight of the keeper at the prison. Where they're thinking this man about to go to prison and be locked up. Yes, he was in the place, but not confined to the place. Huh? And so when I look at this as a close, I said, Lord, this whole thing about Joseph, this man born of an old man, this man went through and went from everything to this path. Watch this. From the plot his brothers plotted to kill him, to the pit where they placed him. Stay with the P's. To the prison because of some inappropriate lies that were told. From the prison, the man went to the palace. And from the palace, the man got his prosperity. So I don't know about you, but here's what I do know. That when folks plot against you, let them plot. When they want to put you in a pit, let them put you in the pit. Because there's something that's working down on the inside. People can't understand sometimes why you can walk through what you can walk through and your head still be up. But I'm reminded of the season, saints, that used to tell me, what is this on the inside that makes me do what I do? Whatever it is, it won't let me lose. You know, it makes me love my enemies. And it makes me love my friends. And it won't ever tell the world that I've been born in whatever it is. It won't let me. This right here, I've been plotted against. And I've been put in the pit. I've been lied on. Huh? I've been imprisoned with you. We are imprisoned by our mind. Am I right about it? Just because you did what you did don't make you who you are. But God is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. It's something about the power of God that allows us to keep on keeping on. Am I right about it? Then Joseph went from being in the land. Watch this. He went from being in the land to be set over all the land. This man went from being just in the land to now being over the land. Then my last thing is this. Stay the course. Sit back and watch God move. Man up. We are up. Stay up. God is on your side. Huh? Do you hear me? God is on our side. I just need you to be reminded that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knoweth right well. Remind yourself just who you are. Remind yourself of whose you are. There is still potential that rests in you. There is something in you, my brother, that you have that we need. 5 years into this at BFF, and what has been sown into me by the men of this church has been beneficial to my life. Now, we could have held on and held out and not shared a single thing, but brothers, let me help you today. You are not the only one going through. There is something that God has for you, and all you have to do is man up. Man up in position, not in your responsive, in position. I was once down, but now I'm up. And since I'm up, I'm not going to let you bring me back down. Let us stand to our feet. I've learned, songwriter says, I've learned to lean. I'm finding more power than I ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Men, I challenge you today. It's one of those things. Let me help you out. Whether you do good or bad, people can always find something to talk about you about. Huh? What I want us to do is be reminded that we are men. We are above and not beneath. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. There's potential in us. And to our wives, we praise God for the helpmeet that carries us, that when we need to be carried, as stern, as firm as we may want to put on the outside, we too get weak. And I praise God for this woman here to be able to be a gap dweller when I can't pray for myself because I'm weak. On the outside, it